Hi, it's Chaplain Michelle. Thank you for joining me for this segment of Transformed. Forgiveness as an ally. Forgiveness as an ally. One of the hardest things that we have to do over the course of life is forgive. Life's hard. Let's face it. Life is hard. But life is also a process. And the reason that life is hard is because there are some things that are natural to us that are not necessarily best for us or best for others. And so the hardness of life is not meant to beat us down. The hardness of life is to get us to develop those reflexes and those instincts that serve the greater purpose of humanity and our own personal growth. So let's think about it. Forgiveness as an ally. It's one of the hardest things we ever have to do is to forgive. And the implications of forgiveness are far-reaching, spirit, soul, and body. Forgiveness is a spiritual force that has to be part of a regular process in our lives, a regular practice in our lives, because things happen, one, that we don't like, that we don't want to happen, that we don't want, that we don't agree with, that we don't know about. But if we pitch our tents, respectively or collectively, around those things, what happens is we perpetuate pain rather than germinating growth. We can be, and we are, catalysts. So we can catalyze and perpetuate pain, or we can germinate our own personal growth and therefore continue to reach our individual and collective destiny. We often have the wrong ideas about our ideas. There are things in this life that we are meant to outgrow. There are things in this life that are meant to be changed. The whole process of life is not about us, this is just who I am. The whole process of life is meant to get us to grow into our potential, meant to get us to grow into a transformed, transcendent state, not one where we are ignorant or oblivious of the practicalities of life, of the challenges and the differences and diversities of life, but one where we are resilient and adaptable. It's not just for ourselves, it's for everybody else. We're here together for a reason. And that reason is generally not the reason that we think. We think that we are here oftentimes just to remain in our places and spaces, our pods, our tribes. Whatever the colloquialism of the moment is, we think we're here to remain in place and space. But the fact that we are all here together at this moment in time, whatever that moment might be, is an indicator that we have learning and growing to do, both about for ourselves and for those around us. The commonality of our humanity far outweighs the disparity of our difference. Yet, human nature, there's something greater. But human nature often will keep us in small places because we believe that that's how it's supposed to be. We are all here. We all came in the same way. We're all going to leave the same way. And we are all here to learn, live, and grow. If as human beings, we are born into something and we don't grow. When we look at infants, at the process of infancy, and we're looking for benchmarks, we're looking for signs of growth and development. That process is an indicator and actually a representation of what also is to be happening spiritually for the entirety of our lives. There should be signs of growth and development because we have destinies we have potential to reach, destinies to fulfill, advances and progress to make, not just for me and mine, but for the advancement and the cause of good for all humanity. Forgiveness is the ally that helps us outgrow the tendencies that are causing what I'll call negative growth. Because if we saw that physically, we'd have a problem with it. What we don't see is that many of us are, have been, or will be facing negative growth spiritually because we haven't engaged forgiveness as an ally. And therefore, we are perpetuating pain rather than germinating and catalyzing positive, healthy growth. You want what you want. I want what I want. That's just how it is. That's how things are. But that's not where we're meant to stay. We all have those moments. We have them on small scale. We have them privately. We have them publicly. We have those moments on the large scale. We have a role in this process, but we do not have control of this process. If we had control of the process, then we would be able to dictate certain things about our own lives. And if you've ever made a plan, you know that everything about that plan didn't go the way to, even if the outcome was what you wanted it to be, everything about that plan didn't go the way you planned it. That's an indicator. The universe is always reminding us that we're not in control. We just choose not to listen. But we also have the spiritual force. We are spirit first. So we also have the spiritual force of forgiveness to help us through those moments when things didn't go our way, when we didn't get our way, when we don't know what's going to happen. In a world of I told you so's and me and mine and you and yours and what's in it for me, in a world of unknowns, we have forgiveness as an ally. You are not going to always be able to, quote unquote, satisfy me. That doesn't mean, by the way, that I'm looking for you to satisfy me. And I'm not talking about in the basic ways that we tend to think about. We are bigger than that. We are spirit first. And for whatever might be happening in our lives, we have to engage and practice forgiveness as an ally to release ourselves from past and present pain in order to ward off potential pain in the future to a degree, and to ensure that we are growing and developing and we are meeting our spiritual benchmarks as individuals through a process that we have no control over. It's not easy. Life is hard, and it's not hard for the reasons that we think. Do we make things complicated and harder for each other than we need to be? Yes, we do. I don't know why we do that, to be honest. I do, but I don't. But we need to move away from trying to make life difficult for one another and engaging our humanity to help promote our growth individually, collectively, universally. Technological advancement is great. It is awesome. But it will never supersede and should never supersede human growth, development, and advancement. If we could do for spiritual and emotional intelligence what we have done with so-called artificial intelligence, think of where we would be as a world, as a collection or collective of people on one planet at the same time. We think that our roles and our goals here are to fight each other for space and power. But by virtue of universal destination, designation, and ordination, the universe has put us all here together not to take away from each other, but to figure out how to put the pieces of our respective puzzles together to make a greater difference for each and every person here. I have my part to do. You have yours. But until and unless we engage forgiveness as an ally on a consistent, persistent, regular, continuous basis, we will still continue to replay moments of pain that we should have long outgrown. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for joining me today. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.